Comedy Central's Roy Wood Jr. headlines the White House Correspondents' Dinner tomorrow night, where the political elite and the journalists who cover them gather in one room.
I guess there is some roast aspect of it, but I'm not a complete straight-up insult comic. So I do think it's a very, very unique skill set to try and toe the line of, all right, let me make a crack, but how do you make it bipartisan?
Wood told me, quote, you want to unify Congress? Start telling jokes about them and they'll all get upset. Now, Wood comes in with a background in journalism and political satire. He says at the dinner, the toughest thing is going to be figuring out what to leave out with all that's in the headlines. From a racist county commissioner and a sheriff recorded talking about lynching black residents in Oklahoma, to Trump indictments, to Clarence Thomas, and more. White House Correspondents Association President and NPR correspondent Tamara Keith invited Wood to go before the notoriously tough crowd. And I caught up with them both in the midst of their preparations.
You could almost call it a state of the constituency address. You know, when else does a regular citizen have an opportunity to get all of these people in one room and talk to them without them also asking me for $8 to help get in the fight? Like, can you put a different phrase on your emails, please? Stop saying we're in a fight. Just that verbiage sets people up for division. We got to fight these people. No. Say, hey, man, help me trick these dummies so we can get some laws passed.
You say the state of the constituency, and Tam, I'd love to bring you in here because it is kind of a weird event because you've got the political elite and then the people who are supposed to keep them accountable in the same room, joking together. If you could talk about the history of this event and how it came to be.
It is a weird event. Let's just be honest about that. It is a room with 2,600 people in it, with very glamorous celebrities who dress like this all the time, maybe, I don't know, and reporters who have no idea how to dress up for this kind of an event, and then politicians and the Secretary of State and all of these people in the room together, and people watching at home on TV could think that this is a meeting of the cabal that controls the world, but it isn't. To be clear. And the reality is, it's actually a good sourcing opportunity. It's actually an opportunity for people to see each other as people rather than as enemies.
What was it like, Roy, to be asked to do this event?
It's terrifically horrific. Like, regardless, it's an opportunity to be real live YouTube comments from the world to the room full of people who make all of the decisions.
I'd love to talk about your father here. Your father was a pioneering black radio journalist, co-founder of the National Black Network. How has your dad's career and legacy inspired your own, and how much will he be influencing what you bring to the table tomorrow?
My father covering events like, you know, going as far back as like, you know, riots in South Africa and Vietnam for black soldiers and civil rights movement and stuff like that. Like, my father was much angrier than me, much more intense. I think we're aiming at the same targets of equality and calling things out, but I think the weapons we use are probably would be different. My father was charismatic, but I don't think he was hilarious at any point in his life. It's weird because I got into journalism because I wanted to be like Stuart Scott. I just wanted to be funny and talk about sports. Then as I got older and matured, you just started realizing certain truths about the world. Then you have a child, and then you're like, we got to stop these people. They're crazy. You access a different joke plane at some point.
Yeah. I've always actually been kind of jealous of, like, political satire and the type of journalism you do, because you get to point at the things that are happening and laugh at it, which we don't get to do, which is kind of fun about the dinner.
Yeah, the dinner is fun, but then the problem is that when I go back to the Daily Show for the next 51 weeks, is that we're still pointing at those things. And then you're trying to make them funny, but it's harder and harder every time. When you look up and you see one of the officers that killed Breonna Taylor this week started a new job as a deputy at an adjoining county in Kentucky. And now I'm in the room with all of the people who filibustered the police reform bill that could have stopped that from happening. But hey, jokes. in that space, I have to make a joke. Okay, cool. But then I have to turn around and figure out a way the next 51 weeks to really get into the depth of the story. And I can't because I have to be funny.
When you walk away tomorrow, what will be success to you, having headlined this event? What, and is there anybody that you want to be in the audience for what you have to say?
I do not care who's there. Most of the people who need to hear what I have to say aren't going to be there anyway, because I don't want truth spoken to them.
Like who?
I would imagine Trump's not going to be there. I would imagine DeSantis isn't going to be there. I would imagine Ted Cruz isn't going to be there. I kind of hope Tim Scott is there. Tim Scott's there. There's a quick back and forth about bipartisanship. I know he and Cory Booker didn't see eye to eye on a police reform bill. And then there was also the one that Tim Scott proposed, which Democrats filibustered. But then there was also a Democratic version, the George Floyd Policing Act. They're like, well, pass mine. No, pass mine. Pass my police reform bill. No, pass my police reform bill. The fact that Republicans and Democrats were able to filibuster and not pass a police reform bill is progress. 4 years ago, we didn't have a police reform bill. Definitely not one from Republicans. So who knows? Maybe in 40 years, we'll have police reform.
When you think about what you're going in to do and walking away on Saturday, what will success be for you?
Just do people laugh. The rest of it I can't control.
You're not going to solve the debt ceiling standoff tomorrow?
I can't. It'd be great if I got black people reparations again. Like if Joe Biden came back up to the podium and was like, you know what, that was hilarious. All right, black people, reparations.
Comedian Roy Wood Jr., who will be headlining the White House Correspondents' Dinner this weekend, and Tamara Keith, she's also the president of the White House Correspondents' Association. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.